On Friday, September 28th, the Norris Group proudly presents its 11th annual award-winning black tie event, I Survived Real Estate. An incredible lineup of industry experts will join Bruce Norris to discuss perplexing industry trends, head-scratching legislation, tech disruption, and opportunities emerging for real estate professionals. All proceeds from the event benefit Make-A-Wish and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. This event is not possible without the generous help of the following platinum partners: the San Diego Creative Real Estate Investors Association, Invest Club, Inland Empire Real Estate Investment Club, Think Realty, Wilson Investment Properties, Coach Fullerton, First Lending Solutions, Property Radar, the Apartment Owners Association, MVT Productions, and Realty 411. Visit isurvivedrealestate.com for event information and see Amazon Prime or YouTube for past events.
Hey everybody, it's Aaron Norris with the Norris Group, and today we are here with Stephanie McCormick. She is President and CEO of Make-A-Wish of the Inland Empire and Orange County. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, Aaron.
I don't remember how many years we've been doing this, but it's been, I think, five or six.
I think six.
And I just want to say thank you. You guys have been great partners in helping us do some really interesting things with raising funds for a great cause. So let's first start with you. How did you even get involved in Make-A-Wish?
Oh, wow. Well, I've been in the nonprofit community all of my 42 years, starting when I was 12. But literally, I came into the nonprofit world really by happenstance. It was an internship I had in college. I really thought I wanted to be a teacher so I could have the summers off, you know. ended up doing an internship with the American Lung Association back in Ohio, and the rest is history.
Wow.
7 years ago, I was blessed with this position, the president and CEO for Make-A-Wish. Definitely the pinnacle of my career. Definitely my last stop before I go hang with all my grandkids. But okay. It has been a tremendously rewarding experience. These children have given me more than I think, honestly, that we've given them. They're just incredible kids. And with people like you and I Survived Real Estate, we couldn't do our work without each and every one of you.
Well, it's been a pleasure. You guys are best known for the videos of the amazing things that you do. Love those superhero videos. But for people who might not be familiar, let's talk about Make-A-Wish and how it got started and how the chapter got started.
Sure. Make-A-Wish is actually, as a system, it will be 38 years old, or just was, 38 years old this past April on World Wish Day. All started in Phoenix, Arizona, with a little 7-year-old boy named Christopher Gracious. He was diagnosed with a very aggressive form of leukemia. And there were 3 or 4 people that heard that he had wanted to be a Chips motorcycle cop. So for those of you listening, if you go back that far, Eric Estrada days. Christopher mentioned that. Word got out to the community. The community came together, and 5 incredible people granted Christopher's wish, from getting him his own uniform, from making him the first and still only official Arizona motorcycle police with a badge and papers and everything. And he got to ride in a helicopter. He got to tour, ride a motorcycle. Of course, he was actually given a little motorized motorcycle.
Wow.
So there were a lot of, people that came together to make that first wish happen. And, it was just really very special for the community. Thus was born the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and the people. Christopher went to heaven shortly thereafter that wish, and his uniform still hangs in our national office in Phoenix. They made another one because he wanted to be buried in his uniform also. Oh. It was adorable. So the parents came together that all helped to make Christopher's wish come true. Oddly enough, they gathered together in an apartment and they said, you know, why do we stop here? Why do we have to stop here? What can we do to continue to make these kids' wishes come true, and how do we make that happen? And so one of the members, actually I think it was Christopher's mom, Linda Pauling, who said, well, I guess we should open a checking account. So they all emptied their pockets right then and there. And what surfaced was $73.76. and they put it in the bank and started Make-A-Wish.
Wow.
Okay. And today, we now have 62 chapters. Our chapter, Orange County and the Inland Empire, was the seventh formed in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah, we were number seven right after L.A. And there are now about 47 international affiliates. And we're really a very young federated system.
Okay.
We're only 38, 39 years old, and that's pretty young when you compare it to other nonprofits like Salvation Army or Red Cross that are hundreds of years old.
Right.
Right. So we have one of the top 10 most recognizable brands in the world. That's a good thing. The bad thing is that people don't always know where we are.
Yeah.
Or how they can help to grant a wish. So,
well, let's get into that. How many wishes does Make-A-Wish grant a year?
Our chapter will close out in a couple of weeks at granting just right around 340 wishes for kids in Orange County and the Inland Empire. And on top of that, there is this thing called a wish assist. Those are kids, wish kids, that come in from other chapters outside our footprint. And of course, where do they want to go?
Disneyland.
They want to go to Disneyland.
I was going to ask you about that.
So we do right around 690 of those.
Of those alone.
Correct.
Can't they go to Florida?
Some of them do.
Okay.
But they come from all over the globe. So,
cool.
So we're busy. This is our busiest time of the year. The summertime is by far the busiest. We grant the most wishes from June until the end of August.
Okay. School's out.
Yeah. School's out. They want to go on vacations. They want to do stuff. And, you know, and people think one of the myths around Make-A-Wish is people thinking it's just still only for terminally ill kids. That is no longer the case. That changed probably about 15 years ago.
Okay.
When leukemia and childhood cancer was the primary wish, it was the diagnosis that wish kids had. Research and medical, you know, and medicine has advanced so much since then. But also what has surfaced are other types of lifelong threatening conditions. So Make-A-Wish grants wishes for kids with critical illnesses, life-threatening medical conditions, because some of the conditions may not be terminal. 70% of our kids go on to see adulthood.
That's a great number.
It's a wonderful number, thanks to, you know, medicine and medical research. 30% go to become My Wish Angels. And we have, people often ask me, what's the average age of a wish kid? It's interesting because they range in – we grant wishes for kids age 2.5 to their 18th birthday. The average profile of a wish child is a little boy that's probably 8.5 or 9 and lives in the Inland Empire.
Really?
There you go. Most of our money comes from Orange County. Most of our children live out here in the Inland Empire. And even though 340 wishes sounds like an incredible number – we're only reaching a little over 50% of our medically eligible kids. So what you do to raise funds for us is awesome. And we need to continue to do that. The average cash cost of a wish is $7,500.
Wow. And it varies. So do applicants actually just come in with these random wishes? So it's not like a Disneyland trip that's in a box and it's probably fairly easy to execute. We're talking about chip experiences or a superhero experience. Like, what does the making of a wish look like?
Well, you know, there are four types of wishes. I wish to be, which is what we were founded on.
Okay.
I wish to be, Chris wanted to be a Chips motorcycle cop. I wish to have something like a room redo, an iPad because I'm bedbound, a new backyard because I need physical therapy.
Oh.
I wish to meet someone. Those are our celebrity wishes. I wish to meet Kobe, Taylor Swift, whoever. Aaron. I wish to meet Aaron.
I come cheap.
Yeah. And those celebrity wishes are all coordinated through our national office in Phoenix.
Okay.
That's the only wish type that's coordinated through the national office.
That makes sense.
And then the last one, and yet the most expensive, is I wish to go. Those are all of our travel wishes. And our families generally, I don't know, they're growing in numbers. We've sent a family of 9 to Ireland. We've had just very large families recently. And so one of our greatest needs besides cash to help offset that is airline miles.
And people can donate them, correct?
They can donate them right on the front page of our website. They never expire for Make-A-Wish.
Wow.
So if you have some off balance, you know, 8,000, 10,000 miles and you know you're not going to get to 50 to go to Hawaii next year, then you can donate those to Make-A-Wish, and they never expire for us, and we need them desperately. If we were to have miles donated for all of our travel wishes, we would need 44 million miles.
Wow. A year?
A year.
Jeez. Okay. Touche. Okay. Wow. Well, who are we going to talk to today?
You are going to talk to one of our just brilliant, entertaining young Wish kids, Josiah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so he will tell you his story. He's just a vibrant young man, very tough young man. He was born literally with half a heart.
Wow.
I don't want to steal his thunder. I'll let him tell you his story. But he is a very good example of most of our Wish kids. They are resilient. Mm-hmm. They are tough. They are stronger. They worry more about their parents and grandparents and siblings than they worry about themselves. Some of these kids just want to have time with a family where they can just be normal. Mm. And a Wish does that.
I was going to ask you, why a Wish? Why is a Wish so important? And who is it important for?
Well, I think a Wish is important, well, first and foremost, for the child. But honestly, the entire family, and sometimes the community.
I would agree.
Yeah, really are impacted by these Wish kids, depending upon the Wish and if we need community involvement or not. But these parents and the siblings, and I don't ever want to leave those siblings out, because quite often they are not intentionally, you know, kind of pushed back as priority. Mm-hmm. But when one child is sick, you know, obviously that takes on a life of its own, and the stress of the parents is incredible. So when we interview a Wish child with the family, we bring what we call icebreaker presents and gifts to all the children.
Oh, that's nice.
And we include them. And that's really important. So who is a Wish important for? Everybody.
In the pipeline.
Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah, I know when you show those videos, it inspires a lot of people, and it just makes it very special, in that it's just contagious. That's all I can say.
Well, I can tell you that my husband and I are both volunteer Wish granters. So in my spare time, I try to do a couple, two, three wishes a year myself. And after my husband and I did our very first wish, it was actually out here in the Inland Empire. And oddly enough, his name was Christopher.
Oh, okay.
Which was really, you know, just surreal. His wish was to have more dirt bike equipment so he could do more things with his dad. Monster came in and did a lot of things, and they got him new wardrobe, new stuff for his bike. It was just over the top, right? Mm-hmm. So at the end, I got a call from the newspaper, because that was my very first wish as CEO. So that was 7 years ago. And they wanted to know this was your first wish. What reaction did you have? And I started in on my, you know, marketing jargon at first.
Yeah.
And then I just stopped. And I said, you know what? From the minute Christopher got out of that limo till the second and the last minute he got in to go home, all I saw was ear to ear smile. Mm-hmm. I said, so don't ever underestimate the power of the smile of a Wish child. It is life transformational. And as you can see, I have goosebumps right now.
Yeah, it's pretty special. And I think the word hope always comes to my mind, mm-hmm. for all those involved and then all who get to witness the event. So besides airline miles and huge cash gifts, what else can people look to do? And there are chapters, there's several in California. How many are in California?
Six.
We have people coming in from all over the California, so please look for your local chapter. But so we've got airline miles. What else can they do besides cash and airline miles?
Well, you know, those two are very important. But we also need things like gift cards and backpack drives and toys for our toy closet. We also have volunteer opportunities. If there are people that really want to get closer, you know, more closely involved with Make-A-Wish, you can become a Wish granter. It's a pretty intense two-day training. We also have a Speakers Bureau program. A lot of the children that are our wish kids often come back years later and they want to volunteer for us. Sometimes they even become staff members for us.
That's great.
So there's many different ways to get involved. If you go to our website, www.ocie.wish.org, and click on volunteer and ways to help, there's a gazillion. Those are some of the most important. And some of the ways to help, too, is just to spread the news. Help us spread the news. Here we are in Riverside. We have an office in Orange County. We touch kids all the way to the Nevada border. Mm-hmm. So spread the joy.
Well, we're trying. Well, thank you for all you do. I know people don't get into this business to, you know, make it big, and it's a lot of selfless work. So thank you for what you do and bring to the table, and we're just really happy to be involved.
Well, and we couldn't do it without you guys. Well, so bless you.
Mwah. Thank you. All right. We are here with Josiah, sort of a big deal. He's already been on TV, so there you go. What you going to do? We're here with mom and dad as well, Maisha and Steve. And we're talking a little bit about your story. So you were an official wish kid. When did this wish happen?
This wish happened when I was 2014.
How old were you?
10.
10. All right. Where do you live?
I live in Moreno Valley.
So you're local.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about the process. How do you become a wish kid? Do you remember, did you put in an application? Did you make a phone call?
Application.
Okay. Yeah. Did you just find it online? How did you even think of the idea?
My parents and I were watching a Raiders game, and we found a girl that had the same disease as me, and she went to go meet the Oakland Raiders, and that's how we found out about the wish.
Very cool. So I take it you're an Oakland Raiders fan?
Yeah, always.
You're all, wait a second. I think I can do that. So tell me a little bit about your condition.
I have a hypoplastic left heart syndrome, which means I was born with a half heart.
Wow.
And my left side of my heart didn't develop all the way.
Okay. How's things going now?
I'm great.
Very good. All right. So let's talk about your wish, because that sort of sounds really fun. So how did it start? Did you fly up there? Did you drive?
They picked me up in a limo.
Let's figure out. Okay, so you send in the application, and what happened? So do you get a phone call?
Oh, yeah. They came to our house, and they interviewed me.
Okay.
And they asked me, what was my wish?
Okay.
And I told them my wish was to meet the Oakland Raiders. And then a couple months later, my wish was granted, and then met the Oakland Raiders.
Wow. So you got to fly up there?
Yeah.
Who got to go?
Me, my mom, my parents, my little brother, and my second oldest brother.
Wow. That's pretty great. So the whole group got to go up. How many days did you get to go?
3.
Excellent. So did you fly out of Ontario,
Orange County?
Okay. So you flew out Ontario. So you were there for 3 days. So you got there. What was your first day like?
First day, we just relaxed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Up in Oakland, or were you?
Oh, San Francisco.
San Francisco. Had you ever been there before?
No.
Oh, very cool. All right. So what did you do?
We actually, when it was night, we actually walked around to see how it was. And we saw Alcatraz, too.
All right.
Yeah.
I've never been there before. Was it interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I read about the book, too.
Okay. So you relaxed the first day. What was the second day look like?
Morning, went downstairs, went to get breakfast. That was the day we went to the practice. So they were supposed to pick us up in a limo, but we went in an SUV.
Oh, well, so that'll have to do. Oh, jeez.
Took an SUV to practice. And then we got there. Cheerleaders were already outside.
Cheerleaders?
Mm-hmm.
You got cheerleaders too?
Mm-hmm.
Was that part of your wish or was that extra?
I think they were outside. They just greeted me.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. All right, right, right.
And then I got in there and then Mr. Will took us around.
Mr. Will? Who's he?
What is he again?
So he took you around.
Public relations, I think.
Okay. So he took you around like the stadium?
No, he took us around the facility inside.
Okay.
And we saw all the Super Bowl championships and everything.
Wow.
And then he took me in where Reggie McKenzie was.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Are you a big fan?
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
I had my own contract, too.
You had a contract?
Wait a second. To join the Raiders.
Oh, my goodness. Were you expecting that? Was that part of your wish?
No.
Oh, they just... Well, that was extra. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Too bad there was no money involved.
Exactly right. Are you still officially an Oakland Raider?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, when does that contract
begin,
right? For life. Oh, my gosh. Okay, cool. So you get to meet your big fan. Then what?
Then we went on to the sideline for practice. Then I saw the Hall of Famer, Willie Brown.
Really?
Yeah, he let me wear his Super Bowl ring.
Okay.
And gave me his Hall of Fame pin. And then the Jack Del Rio called me up to the huddle and let me call in practice. And then we went to lunch, and they made fettuccine for me. And then the players came and sat down and talked to me. And then I gave them some plays and stuff for the game.
Are you giving them some ideas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did they take any of your advice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this was practice day?
Yeah.
Okay. Was the game that night or the next day?
No, it was the next day.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So the next day happens. You wake up. And what time is the game?
The game is at 5.
Oh, wow. So you had all day in San Fran. Very mm-hmm. cool. All right. So you got to hang out some more?
Yeah.
Okay. So game time. What's that like?
It's fun.
Yeah?
Dark. The, looking at the stadium. Feels
all those people?
Fun. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The play, during the national anthem, the planes were over me and stuff. And I saw them fly.
That's pretty cool. So you were on the field?
Yeah. For the coin toss.
Wow. Okay.
Honorary captain.
Honorary captain. So what does that mean, honorary captain? Did they give you some jobs?
No.
Okay.
Their car just let me call the toss.
Hey, that's pretty cool. That's a lot of people looking at you.
Yeah.
TV, was anybody following you around?
Yeah. Good Morning America.
Oh,
they
wow.
They were filming it the whole time.
Very cool. So you have been on TV several times, haven't you?
Yeah.
So what was your favorite part of the whole thing?
Meeting the players.
Yeah.
And getting the autographs. And everything.
Have you kept in touch with some of them?
Yeah, I still talk to this day. I talk to Jalen Richard and Khalil Mack.
Very cool. Now, what grade are you in and what school do you go to?
I'm a ninth grader and I go to Vista Del Lago.
Okay. And what do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to be an NBA coach or NFL coach. If not, I want to be a commentator.
Uh-oh, commentator. They're giving you some tips on how to... Very cool. You got an inside track there on the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, Mom and Dad, how much... what did the wish mean for you guys?
Well, when it gets to the point where you don't know if your child is going to be here the next day, every day is precious, but when they can actually get their dreams actually come true, it brings tears to your eyes, and all you can do is just smile.
Yeah, and it's hope, and your brother's got to go along, so that's got to be fun.
Oh, yes. The family got to actually be a part of this wish, too, so it was our dreams come true at the same time.
Right. There's a sense of relief just getting a break and doing something outside of doctor and hospital visits and the like?
Of course. Especially, when you have to travel to get to these doctor's appointments and to just put it all in the past for just at least a weekend and just see smiles continuous. It's an awesome feeling as a parent.
Very cool. Your grandpa was here today. I got to meet him, and he still seems pretty excited about the whole thing too. He's your biggest fan, I think.
Uh-huh.
Rooting for you. All right. So what has it meant for the family? Like, was there a noticeable difference after being able to go through the wish process?
Oh, I would say definitely, because we go through this as a family. It's not just mom, dad, and Josiah. It's all of us, whether it's aunts, uncles, grandparents, brothers, sisters. We all go through this together. So for us to experience it all together, like I said, we got to experience his wish with him.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. It was truly amazing.
And when you got back, were you in a great mood and you're ready to go through it? And
yep.
That's so fun.
Watch the recording.
What do all your friends think from school?
Oh, they were all like, oh, I saw you on TV.
That's cool. Yeah.
And it was actually exciting because the Moreno Valley School District posted the information and his video and news and Good Morning America on their actual webpage.
Very cool.
And they shouted out him and the little brother since he was on there too.
Very cool. All right. Well, you've taken the next step further. You've actually decided to be an ambassador for Make-A-Wish, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? What do you have to do? What does it mean to be an ambassador? Do you just have to show up to events and talk?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Talk about my wish
okay.
to events.
And try to convince other people that all their money that they donate to this organization is all worth it. And it does truly change lives for these children.
And the Inland Empire is a pretty big place. So it's got a lot of wishes that they have waiting to be granted. So it's pretty cool. So thanks for doing that. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, we feel as though they've done so much for us and Josiah and the family that we'll do anything to help them out just to change another child's life.
Well, thanks for doing that. It's cool. Well, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
The Norris Group would like to thank its gold sponsors for supporting I Survived Real Estate, Coldwell Banker Town and Country, Guaranteed Rate, and Nathan Chiboya, In a Day Development, Inland Valley Association of Realtors, Jason Thorman with Coldwell Banker, Jennifer Buys Houses, Keystone CPA, L.A. South Rhea, Las Brisas Escrow, Michael Ryan and Associates, New Western, NorCal REIA, NSDREI, Orange County Real Estate Investors, The Outspoken Investor, Pacific Premier Bank, Pasadena Phoebe, Pilot Limousine, Real Wealth Network, Rick and Leanne Rossiter, SJREI, Spinnaker Loans, South OC REIA, Tri-County Association of Realtors, UDirect IRA Services, White House Catering. See isurvivedrealestate.com for event information.